Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's Follow-Up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into some of the stories that came up during the week. And on Tuesday's show, I spoke with writer Nicholas Saxon about his Vanity Fair investigation into Mitt Romney's offshore accounts. This has sparked a conversation about why Romney had much of his money overseas and whether that means he was necessarily trying to avoid paying taxes. Here's Saxon from our show.
Between the two poles of tax evasion and tax avoidance, there is generally a very large grey area, particularly when you're dealing with offshore accounts, and there are an awful lot of opportunities there that aren't available to ordinary people.
Nicholas Saxon on Tuesday. With us now, Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of the libertarian-leaning Reason magazine. He thinks all this buzz over Swiss bank accounts is much ado about nothing. Hi, Matt. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So here's a little of what we know about Romney's financial assets overseas. His 2010 tax return showed a blind trust held by him and his wife, including a $3 million Swiss bank account. It also showed that he used a complex offshore tax shelter based in the Caribbean to shield profits from Bain Capital from paying an obscure U.S. business tax. The Swiss account was closed by the trust manager in 2010, who they say feared it might become embarrassing for the campaign. So when you hear all that, what's your reaction? Does it mean that Romney is hiding something?
I don't think it necessarily means Romney is hiding anything. I mean, you can't hide from Uncle Sam by having a Swiss bank account. I can say this from personal experience because my wife, who's French and now a U.S. citizen as well, used to work for Swiss media, and so we would park that money in a Swiss bank account. And precisely because of the same kind of populist tub-thumping that we've seen over the weekend on the Swiss bank account stuff, there are really onerous new rules from the IRS. The Foreign Accounts Tax Compliance Act of 2010, most notably, which requires every American, regardless of whether you haven't lived in the country for decades, to report every last little morsel of your foreign financial accounts and activities everywhere, which is incredibly onerous and a pain in the butt. And so you can't just hide your money by having a Swiss bank account. That's a misnomer. I think people are remembering things from James Bond movies here. And as a direct result of this type of activity, those Swiss bank accounts are being closed, not just because people are embarrassed or, you know, wishing to avoid political embarrassment, but because the Swiss financial institutions, as they are happening all over the Europe and elsewhere in countries that are favorably inclined towards the U.S., they're just shutting down Americans' bank accounts because they don't want to have to go through and be the tax collectors for the IRS. So, you know, it's all fun and games to make fun of Mitt Romney, and Lord knows I want to make fun of Mitt Romney every day. But because of these types of rules, Americans overseas are getting screwed. And so it's a little bit irritating to me to listen to millionaires like Dick Durbin and Carl Levin say there's no such thing as an ordinary Swiss bank account. Well, yes, there is. There are Americans who work for the International Red Cross in Geneva or in all kinds of NGOs that are over there, and they can't get bank accounts. So, Mitt Romney's worth $200 million. He's going to have a diversified portfolio. You can be excited about that or not.
I'm favorites, whether it's a cup of coffee, a hearty breakfast
politicians.
But Mitt Romney doesn't live in Europe. He doesn't have a wife who works for a Swiss organization. He's running for president of the United States. Why would he put money in a Swiss bank account or some of these Caribbean accounts? It doesn't sound like just diversification in the sense of, you know, you buy this mutual fund and a domestic mutual fund and an international mutual fund, that kind of diversification. It's a bank account.
Sure.
So, you know, and historically, at least, it's got some meaning. And at least in the case of the Caribbean one, there is this idea that he's shielding profits of Bain Capital from paying a U.S. business tax. So is it really that ordinary?
Well, nothing is ordinary about someone who's worth $200 million. So, yeah, you're going to find things that look weird. It is weird to be that rich, as John Kerry and Teresa Heinz Kerry can tell you as well. You know, as far as the Swiss bank account, which I'm more interested in just because of my personal interest, you know, if you are worth that amount of money, $3 million in Switzerland, in a banking center, in a place that has a currency that is rapidly appreciating against the world's currency, that makes total sense. You can see how people would do that. Is he probably avoiding business taxes in the Cayman Islands? Yeah, probably. And so if that makes you angry, then you're angry. And I welcome and I'm happy that there's a reporting on that in Vanity Fair and elsewhere. Question is, ultimately, I guess, a value gut check on these things is – is it more important to you what Mitt Romney did with his after-tax money or even pre-tax money, his private money, in other words? Or is it more important what he might do and what Barack Obama has already done with our public money? For me, I'm much more concerned with the latter because it has to do with the crisis that we're facing as a country right now. So I'm a little less exercised personally. And everybody's values are different about how he, like a lot of other companies and or people who are involved in companies, has, you know, Cayman Islands accounts. I mean, think about how many people you know who are in business who have a Delaware corporation. Is that unseemly? You know, people in L.A. who incorporate in Nevada. You know, people use tax advantages to maximize value. This is not a secret. This is what this is how international commerce works.
Maybe what's at the heart of this is the idea that Mitt Romney and all the very wealthy have the ability to pay for sophisticated financial advice that lets them take advantage of the tax system, even if it is legal. And maybe that suggests a rigged game where only the rich have access to get even richer.
Well, think about this then. You know, if you require sophisticated legal advisors to dive and dodge through all of these dizzying maze of regulations, maybe the dizzying maze is part of the problem, right? It's no accident that Mitt Romney's not the one suffering from this 2010 law, the FATCA, as they've called it. It's, you know, people like me. I almost got shut down. Our bank account said, "Hey, we want you to liquidate here." It's middle class Americans who suffer because they can't afford those lawyers. And so, a libertarian critique of this and regulations writ large is that when you make things so hideously complex as our tax code, that just makes the rich people be able to get away with it, and middle class and poor people can't. So maybe it's time to decomplicate the tax code, make it much more simple, so that you don't require all these credentialing and lawyering to navigate through all these cracks.
But if it was simple, if you could do it on a postcard and you could still get a lower rate by putting your money in the Cayman Islands or somewhere, then people would still do it, right?
It would be probably a lot less, I would imagine. Yes, people would still do it. And there's going to be tax competition. It's a strange notion to me that the United States Treasury has a fundamental right to all of our money. And you see this in a lot of the critiques of Romney. There are people saying, I haven't seen a Swiss bank account open a single, you know.
If you're an American citizen making your money in this country, maybe they do have a right to the lawful taxes.
You know, they already have. They tax your income. They tax your Social Security, your payroll check. There's taxes all over the place. It's the question of what do you do with the money after it has already been washed through our tax system. I mean, ask your friends over at Gawker Media where they're registered right now. Last time I looked, it was in the Cayman Islands. I mean, there is international tax competition out there. Apple and everybody else. There isn't, I don't think, necessarily a patriotic right for every single American and every single American business to have every financial transaction headquartered in the United States. And it's, in fact, that sense of competition helps act as a slight break, at least, on any government worldwide from imposing unreasonable amounts of tax levels.
By the way, on companies locating in Delaware and certain places for tax advantages, the New York Times mentioned last week that there are more corporations registered in Delaware than there are people who live in Delaware. So that's how that goes. But we leave it there with Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, who thinks all this buzz over Mitt Romney's offshore bank accounts is much ado about nothing. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, teenage girls talk about photoshopping what people look like in women's magazines and why they're trying to stop it. Stay tuned.